Yeah, thank you for coming to this talk as well. I'll just keep going through the slight chaos. But I'm Connor Aird. I'm from University College London, and I'm here to talk about unit testing in Fortran. So I'll try and go over a bit of just my experience as a few code examples and how we can kind of automate it a little bit. So starting off with just a bit of intro about Fortran, kind of. So it's not working. Is it on at all?
Yeah.
It's on, okay. Right. Hopefully it's fine. Yeah, okay. So from some colleagues I've got who work in Fortran, I got a list of a few projects that they're aware of and they've worked on. And what I'm trying to get across here is that it's still kind of relevant. The context that I work in is academia a lot of the time, and a lot of the projects work in things like fluid dynamics or weather simulations, which you can see from the UK Met Office being quite a relevant code, which is in Fortran. And we can also see what I'm trying to get across is this kind of popularity. We've got projects with quite a lot of GitHub stars, which is still Fortran. But something else that I'm trying to get across is that these projects, even though they're popular or relatively important, they often don't have unit tests, which you can see I've got a kind of tick and cross system here. So they might have some integration tests, but individual units, functions, often aren't tested in that way, giving that extra confidence that you think you might want for these kind of codes. So why might that be? Why might it be difficult? And again, this is experience from academia, so it might not map to someone in industry. So in my experience, it's often legacy code. And what I mean by that is there's often a few perhaps bad practices, like a lot of global state being used, which makes it quite hard to unit test because you've got to manage that state and make sure your tests are isolated and not interfering with the state that might affect a different test. There's often a lack of units to test. Quite bad wording there for confusion, but sort of a single function might be writing to file systems, it might be doing multiple responsibilities, and it's difficult to write that into a single nice unit test. So that makes it difficult. And then often you've got lock into like specific compilers or dependencies. This might be because you started this project 10, 20, who knows how long ago, and things haven't developed with the rate that Fortran has developed. So you're locked in, and that can limit the environments you can work in and the different libraries that you can connect to. And then another point why it's difficult to test Fortran sometimes is that you get a lot of custom testing setups, so people don't necessarily use an open source framework. They might develop something themselves. And that kind of means that the community...
Could you speak louder?
Yeah, sure. The community won't benefit from sort of open source contributions to a framework. Instead, they all have to start from the scratch again and develop their own framework. So that limits someone thinking, oh, I might start unit testing. They don't know how to do that necessarily, which links to a lack of know-how. And again, in academia, this is often the developers might be a PhD student who already has a lot of things to be thinking about rather than learning this new unit testing way of doing things. And then it's unclear which frameworks to choose, so what tools. And with that, we can go on to what are the available frameworks or tools. To try and figure this out, you might do a little online search, and you might come across a few websites, one being the Fortran Wiki, which for a while has been the sort of go-to page for Fortran. And they have this page on that website, which is unit testing frameworks. But there's quite a large list here, and there's no real suggestion of which you should choose, how to use it, or why. So that can be quite confusing. If you go to the more up-to-date, perhaps more maintained website, Fortran Lang, which is kind of like a new community developing slightly more modern Fortran tools. They have packages which they list, and on this page they've got a big sort of large bin to handle things in, which is error handling, logging, documentation, and testing. And again, this is a large list. And again, they're not all testing, and there's no real direction of what to choose. So it can be quite difficult. So with that, what have I chosen? So I have gone with something called PFUnit, and the reasons for that is there was previous experience in our department, so I could get help when I was learning how to use it. It's open source, and it is still being developed, which is more than you can say for a lot of the ones on the previous lists. And it appears to be the most fully featured, in my opinion. But most importantly, it supports unit testing MPI parallelized code, which is very important in Fortran because that's just a very common thing that you will come across. So what is PFUnit? It's a bit of an overview. It was developed in NASA, It is open source, as I said, and it's on GitHub, and they do accept contributions. That's the link, which there will be a QR code for the slides later. It's available under a NASA open source license, which I believe is similar to MIT or BSD, but there are some differences, so be aware of that. It uses a preprocessor file, so it takes a specific PF unit format and converts it to Fortran, but it is very similar to Fortran. We'll see an example later. And it is trying to follow, in their words, JUnit, and I think essentially it uses directives, which are like annotations in JUnit, I think, and they essentially label the code sections for the preprocessor to understand what it needs to do. And then one last point is it uses a lot of sort of slightly more modern features, so you often need more recent versions of compilers to get it to work. Okay, so a little bit of syntax. So this is a very simple, relatively, .pf file, which if you know Fortran, it is very similar to Fortran. Straight, the only real difference are these, the decorators, the directives. So a few things to point out is you import PF unit first. It's FUnit because it's the serial version of the library. And then you label your test function. So in this case, this is a subroutine, which is just testing something silly I've written, which just doubles the integer. And then you can assert within that function using one of these directives. So that's just checking your actual output equals 2, and you can do a nice message in case of a failure. So that's sort of what writing a test would look like. Some info on the preprocessor. It's written in Python. As I said, converts .pf to F90. And if you build with make or CMake, it will do this automatically once you've got it in your build system set up. And we'll see how to do that in a moment. There are directives for, you can label a custom type, so you can parameterize tests, which is obviously very common in other frameworks and is kind of needed, in my opinion, for a testing framework which is going to be worthwhile using. You can label test subroutines with the @test, as I've just said, and you can specify various assertions beyond the assert equal, which I've shown. However, the documentation for this is not the best, which I'll show it in a moment, but I do have a pull request to try and improve it. But what I mean is, this is their documentation. It looks like they're all documented, but if you scroll down, there's no information. there are definitely some issues with it, but they are trying. It's a small team. Okay. So now we can look at how you integrate with make and CMake. This is an example for make. So this would be just within your test directory. You'll have to compile the source code as well separately. But first off, you include your pre-built PF unit information. So I'm passing the path to it here, but you can do it in a bit of a nicer way. And then you include this .mk file. That gives you access to these flags here, which are needed to build. And then it also gives you access to this function, make PF unit test, and then you name your test. Here I've just called it tests. And then you use these specific variables to link up to that function. So you define your .pf files, you define the source objects, so your source code that you want to test. It looks a bit complex because I'm just excluding the main program, because in Fortran, when you're doing these tests, you can only have one sort of entry point. So I just exclude the source main. And then I pass in those test flags, which I've just defined. And something to note is that this strange syntax of test underscore is important. It is the name of the test. If I change that, I'd have to change the name of the variables, and that's how it picks it up. And then this last bit of boilerplate, which is unfortunately I have to do, is to convert the F90 files that the preprocessor will create and convert them into object files. But once you've done that, it then picks everything else up. That seems to be the only bit of thing missing from the function. So now a CMake example. It's quite similar. We include PFUnit using find package, like we do with make. And then we get access to a function, add PFUnit ctest. We name our function. We define the source files, the test sources these are. So this is the .pf files again. And then we link to our source code that we want to test, again, excluding the main. And that's all you need to do for those. So then how can we now use this in a CI pipeline, for example, and automate it, in this case with GitHub Actions? So I'm using containerization, more specifically Docker. So within a Docker file, you would install and build any dependencies for your project, build the source and the test codes, and then run the tests. Thank you. Something that can help is by wrapping slow changing dependencies in a parent image. For example, PF unit itself, you could build that once and then just pull that parent image and have that at the start. We'll see an example of the Docker file. But something that can make it difficult is if you've got proprietary or software which doesn't link with, say, new compilers or things very well. So I'm having a problem in a current project that we rely on a licensed library, which makes us unable to use it in Docker files. That's a bit of a problem. But there is an example of me doing this in this repository. Once, if someone is interested, you can have a look. Okay, so an example Docker file. We start with that parent image, so I might have pre-built a PF unit in here. We copy the source code, including the tests. We then build with CMake, and to get it to work with PF unit, we specify the CMake prefix path, and then that would point towards our installed version of PF unit, and we just build. Everything goes well, and you've got your tests, and then you just run C-test. And because this is the Docker image, and if those tests fail, the image won't be built, then I know that if the image is successfully built, my tests have passed. So then using this in a GitHub Actions workflow, for example, if I wanted to do this on a push to main, or the default branch, a little thing is I need some permissions, say, because I'm storing the image in the GitHub repository, the GitHub image repository, or I can't remember what it's called, but you need those to access that, and then you just run Docker build. And as long as you pass the path to the Docker file, if it's not the default name, then this goes green, your tests have passed. So that's just a small example of how to do that. Some future work that I am going to be doing is a workshop on how to unit test Fortran, which we'll go into more detail. So this is going to be in the style of something called Software Carpentry, which people may be familiar with, but it's kind of an open source example, especially in academia, of how to write lessons and workshops. But there is an available website for Software Carpentry. And the workshop's on the 16th and 18th of February. If you happen to be in London, which is where I'm from, University College London, sign up. It's free. The material written so far is available at that lesson. I've also developed a repository of exercises which will meant to complement the lesson, so you can do those in the workshop. And I'm hoping to expand to including automated testing, which I haven't yet. Linters, so there's some Fortran-specific linting tools which have been developed, which are quite good, some documentation generation, including a one specifically for Fortran, which is Ford. But yeah, some conclusions. So Fortran, I think, is still relevant. However, it does lack some unit tests in a lot of popular projects. I recommend that it use PF unit, again, mainly for the MPI compatibility. PF unit uses the preprocessor. Assertions are provided for various things. It integrates with Make and CMake, and you can automate your testing in the CI pipeline if you've got not too proprietary dependencies and things like that. Yep, and just some acknowledgements. I am not a PF unit developer, so I want to point out the people who are, Tom Clune and Matt Thompson specifically, and these slides, I learned how to do them because of Paddy Roddy, who I work with, but if you're interested in how they were made. And there's the QR code for my slides. So thank you. Yes, I think that's, if anything, the main problem. Yes, so the question is, Fortran developers, I guess in your opinion, don't know, are often a bit older, and is it difficult to persuade them to do unit testing? I believe that was the question. Yes, I found it is, slightly, although not everyone. Not everyone's the same. Some are very keen to give it a go. And this is why I'm doing things like this talk, the workshops. I'm trying to show that it is possible and that you can do it. And that it is worthwhile, rather than just saying, oh, I do an if statement in my code, so therefore I know it works because I've checked the value as it's running, which doesn't make sense. But that's the kind of arguments you get. So yes, I do have those problems. But yeah.